'Tis the season for giving. And what's better than giving more to everyone you love? With Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, I can enjoy unlimited free shipping on everything, from flowers to gourmet gifts across their entire family of brands, which means sharing more with the special people in my life, now and all throughout the year. Shop 1-800-Flowers.com/listen and share holiday joy today. Being gifty, my calendar can be a chaotic place. 3 birthdays and my anniversary all in the next month. That's why I use Celebrations Passport from the 1-800-Flowers family of brands. Celebrations Passport gives me free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. Giving is easy with Celebrations Passport. Learn more at 1-800-Flowers.com/listen. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/listen.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 2 hours. Thank you to everyone who got started with us tonight. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. That's when we get started. That's when we get rolling. I'm being joined here, holding it down, producing the show, Anthony Pierno. Thank you to Anthony, and thank you to everybody listening all over North America. We've talked to many of people. Canton, Ohio. Toronto, Canada. San Diego, New Jersey. Fill in the blanks. We've talked to everybody all over the damn place. It's been a busy show. Last hour, we talked about Aaron Judge. Did the Yankees overpay this man? Did they make a mistake in giving him a 9-year, $360 million contract? Oh, by the way, Wilson Contreras, this is crazy. Like, he's leaving the Cubs to go to the Cards. Man, the Cubs should have flipped him for something a long time ago. Now he's going to whoop their ass. It's a shame. And speaking of a shame, this minute, this very second, in Phoenix, Arizona. I'll be in Phoenix next week. What's up to all my folks in Phoenix? I'll not only be in Phoenix next week, I'll be in Portland next week. Shout outs to everybody in Phoenix and Portland. Right now, the Boston Celtics are about to go 21-5 because they are smacking the daylights out of the Suns 118-79. They're halfway through the fourth quarter. You can follow me on Twitter at JR Sport Brief. I'm looking at some of the tweets that I've gotten in just about this game. Jerry Barrow says, we need a mercy rule in basketball. Juan Noche says, they should refund all the Suns fans for this trash performance. Keon tweets me at JR Sport Brief. He says, I feel like I'm watching a Celtics layup line. Michelle, hi, Michelle Fenelon, asks me, are they pretenders or contenders? The Suns are fine. They'll be fine. I'm not worried about that. Let's see what they do the rest of the season. You know, everybody gets punched in the mouth at one point in time, and you got to learn how to keep on ticking. It's just a terrible game for the Phoenix Suns tonight, 118-79, and they still have 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Speaking of getting punched in the mouth, we opened up the show by talking about Von Miller. And it's certainly a punch to the mouth, a slap to the face, a punch to the gut, whatever you want to call it. Pick a cliche for the Buffalo Bills. Because Von Miller is out, torn ACL, tore it back in Thanksgiving. They didn't find out the extent of it until they did an exploratory surgery. And so they patched him up yesterday. He's out for the year. And it's going to be tough for the Buffalo Bills to just, quote unquote, you know, move on and get those big plays. Von Miller is a tough dude to replace. You don't replace him. And you're going to have other dudes, younger guys, Greg Rousseau's of the world, Boogie Basham's. These guys are going to have to step up. So it's tough. And so this starts to change the fortunes of the Buffalo Bills when it comes to big playability with Von Miller. And this is the time of year in the NFL where guys get hurt or they've been hurt, and it changes a team's fortunes. Think about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, all the the injuries to the offensive line, all the changes, and look at the trajectory of that squad at 6-6. Lamar Jackson goes down. He's week to week. We saw what Lamar's injury last year did for the Ravens. They didn't even go to the playoffs. And so something that I do every single Wednesday night into Thursday morning is bring you a top six list. And tonight is really no different. And because we've had so many injuries just this week in the world of sports, now that every team has played about, 12 games, I want to give you a top six list of the best teams down the stretch here in the NFL. Like, what six teams are best positioned to win the Super Bowl? Now that we're in a stretch run, let's not waste any time. It's time for a new top six list. Let's hit the fancy music.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
That's right, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Every Wednesday night into Thursday morning, it's a new top six list. Tonight, no different. We're getting into the stretch run of the NFL season. Teams are jockeying for playoff position, trying to get a bye, just trying to stay alive. And so I'm going to tell you the top 16 while we're here on the way to the postseason. Let's not waste any time. Let's start off with this number right here.
Number six.
At number six, how about this team? I'm talking about four consecutive wins. This is a squad that started 0-2. This is a team that represented the AFC in the Super Bowl last year. They're proven, starting to finally prove to everybody that we're not a fluke. And they're starting to remind everybody that their quarterback, who just won an award for being one of the best recently, yeah, he's continuing his run. His name is Joe Burrow. And this team, at number six, it's the Cincinnati Bengals. An 8-4 record after starting 0-2. Ja'Marr Chase is back. The offense is still highly efficient. 7th in the NFL, putting up almost 26, 27 points per game. The defense not too shabby as well, approaching top 10. And Ja'Marr Chase coming back makes a huge difference. They got the Browns next. They just beat the Chiefs. The Browns, yeah, they'll probably go out there and whoop that ass. I get it. It's Deshaun Watson is back. He's still rusty. But Cincinnati is reminding everybody of who they are and what they accomplished last year. And unlike another team in the AFC North, high to the Ravens, and unfortunately with Lamar hurt, Cincinnati is starting to look like, man, they're the best in the AFC North. And Tyler Boyd, after that last victory earlier this week against the Chiefs, he told everybody, listen, last year was no fluke. We're here to stay.
I mean, there's no message towards us because we know what type of team we have. We know what caliber of team we got going forward, you know. But it's a great win for sure. But it's a message to all the other guys who doubting us and think we just had a lucky run last year. But, nah, we're here to stay and we're here to keep winning and here to fight for another Super Bowl.
I don't know if they're going to go all the way back to the Super Bowl. That'd be one hell of a job. But there's no denying that the Cincinnati Bengals are on another upswing. And Burrow this year, if it wasn't for an ultimate slow start for the whole team and missing Ja'Marr, his numbers would be ridiculous. Not too shabby. 3,400 yards passing, 25 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Cincinnati is hot, hot, hot. I'm expecting them to beat the Browns and to win 5 consecutive games. Top six teams down the stretch. I got Cincinnati at six. What comes after number six? What is it?
Number five.
At number five. Oh, man, this team. I think they've fallen. Just on one play. Just early in the game. At number five. My teams that I'm digging down the stretch, it's the 49ers. I would have them higher up here on the list, but It's no Jimmy G. And I know that's not to say Jimmy G is the world beater. But, man, when you got to send out a quarterback that was, quote unquote, Mr. Irrelevant, the last dude selected in the draft, it's not a good look. We have to see how creative Kyle Shanahan is going to be with this offense. With Kittle, with Debo, with Christian McCaffrey. We have to see how creative he is. And how far is the defense going to take the 49ers? That's what Shanahan has to rely on. They give up an NFL best, only 15 points per game. They just had Tua out there shaking in his boots. They got Tom Brady and the Bucks up next. And Jimmy G was steady in the ship. 16 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. He was doing his job. He wasn't even expected to be there. And if you had any hope that Jimmy G was going to come back, Kyle Shanahan spoke to the media earlier on Wednesday, and he kind of put some cold water on that idea. Take a listen.
It's not a Lisfranc. They don't have to do surgery on it. Still going to be a big recovery, but much less than what we anticipated, which is awesome news for him in the offseason. He'll be good to go right away, so it won't be like last year. There's that way outside chance, you know, late in the playoffs or something like that, but that's just an outside chance. We're not really real optimistic about that, but they didn't rule it out.
Don't count on it. I would have the 49ers higher up on my list, but with no Jimmy Garoppolo and a rookie quarterback hanging out for right now, they got to fall. I still think they're one of the best teams. Their defense can certainly help them out, but it's going to be tough going. Top 6 NFL teams down the stretch. Who's best positioned to potentially go to the Super Bowl? The 49ers were 5. What's the next number?
Number 4.
At number 4. Now, this is a team that it's tough to believe or even think about. They know how to choke. They know how to blow an opportunity. They know how to be hyped up. Their owner knows how to sell. It's the Dallas Cowboys, man. This is a team right now. It's 3rd in offense. They can thank the run game having a combination of both Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott, a full understanding that it's not just Zeke's show. The wide receivers are finally starting to step up here in the stretch. Michael Gallup even further removed from his surgery. CeeDee Lamb finally seemingly taking advantage of being the A number one option. Is Dak Prescott going to throw 3 touchdowns in a game, or is he going to throw 3 touchdowns and 2 interceptions and a fumble? We have no idea. But Dallas has stars on every level of defense. They're not historically bad. I think they can do a better job, or historically bad like they were a few years ago. I think they might have a better chance of controlling the football with the run game that they've improved on for this year. It's just the turnovers. You got to be afraid of them. And then I told you about the offense. There's been a lot of conversations, obviously, about Odell. It was only for the past month that Jerry Jones says, oh, yeah, I want him. Of course we want him. We need him. And then he kind of changes his mind. Jerry Jones recently, after looking at some MRIs and getting the reports on his health, Jerry Jones, he kind of did an about-face on signing Odell. This is what Jerry Jones had to say.
I'm not confident at all. And so that's the issue. Now, we all realize that that issue of health, that issue of availability is here every time. Just this one is very obvious and very pointed toward his injury that had occurred last year in the Super Bowl.
Okay. That's a little bit of a turn. I guess Jerry Jones is trying to protect his ass. DeMarcus Lawrence, he also spoke to the media today, and he said he has no problem with Odell coming in if he can contribute. And if, as long as he doesn't, quote unquote, bring a circus with him. Wow. With Odell, without Odell, I think the Dallas Cowboys are a threat. I just have a small fear of, when are they going to choke? Dallas Cowboys, I got them at number 4. What NFL team is damn good down the stretch? What's the next number?
Number 3.
Oh, this is a tough one. We just talked about him. And number three, I got the Buffalo Bills. Sure, Von Miller is not going to play. Sure, we won't see him until next year. They didn't have Von Miller when they went to the conference championship. They didn't have Von Miller when they almost went back to the conference championship. But the fact is, if they did have Von Miller, maybe he'd have some impact plays to help them get there. They gave Von Miller a whole lot of money to show up in the postseason. Unfortunately, he'll be out. 6 years, $120 million. But the Buffalo Bills are still a threat. You have to hope and expect for some other players to step up. They had high expectations and hopes before the season got started. Those hopes and expectations, they still exist. And after this injury to Von Miller, Josh Allen was asked about it. He said he spoke to him. He also said that everybody else, we all got to step up. Listen to this.
Yeah, I talked to him yesterday, last night after surgery. Obviously sucks losing him, guy of his caliber, you know, what he came here to do and help this team out. You know, I don't know when he's coming back, but, you know, he's coming back. And just to have his presence in the locker room and you know, teaching guys still, I think that's going to be a big help for us. Obviously, we wish he's out there, you know, with us, and we're praying for him. We're keeping him in our hearts. But the only way is forward, and, you know, guys got to step up, and collectively we got to come together and, you know, try to, like I said, come together and diminish his absence as much as possible.
Yeah, it'd be very nice. It'd be oh so nice if Von Miller wasn't coaching but actually hitting quarterbacks. But the reality is the Buffalo Bills are still one of the best teams in the league. Let's just hope that Josh Allen doesn't feel that he has to put the entire team on his back, even more so now that Von Miller is gone. Top six NFL teams heading on down the stretch. Buffalo Bills at number three. Who's at this number?
Number two.
Okay, sure. They just lost a football game. Oh, yeah, sure. It seems like they're here every single year. And oh, yeah, sure. How can you dismiss them? Because their quarterback is just, he's one of the best athletes in the league. The guy can dunk a basketball. He can throw a baseball. He's like Magic Johnson on a football field. It's the Kansas City Chiefs here at number two. They have a record of 9-3. They're the number one scoring team in the entire NFL. Almost 30 points per game. Well, they were supposed to just fall apart with no Tyreek Hill. Patrick Mahomes has been able to spread the ball around. The man has 3,800 yards passing, 30 touchdowns, and only 8 interceptions. Does it seem like he slowed down with no Tyreek Hill? If you want to look at something, the Chiefs' defense has typically been middling, and they are, once again, dead smack in the middle of the pack. But, man, I always feel like Patrick Mahomes can make magic out of anything. And you know what? They're getting ready to take on the Denver Broncos. And Patrick Mahomes, he knows that even here throughout the stretch, they have to take on the Broncos, the Raiders. They got Seattle coming up. They got the Texans. That should be easy. But he talks about his division, the AFC West. It's tough, but they fight it out. Listen.
We feel like this division is one of the best divisions in football every single year. And I think you see the records go lower because we're all kind of beat up on each other. But we've done a great job of winning those close, hard-fought football games. And that's a tribute to the coaches and the culture that Coach Reed has built here that started even before I was here. And so we know it's going to be a great challenge week in and week out, year in and year out. And so we just focus on doing whatever we can to put ourselves in position to win it.
Maybe. Just maybe when they get to the postseason this year, they'll play two halves of football. Maybe if they see the Bengals again, they won't take their foot off the gas. Maybe if they go to the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes won't be running for his life behind a crap offensive line. But for right now, Kansas City is 9-3. They are having some pass protection issues. With Patrick Mahomes, we know he can go out there and generate offense with just about anybody. In Kansas City, with or without Tyreek Hill, knowing that you have Patrick Mahomes, it's tough to bet against him. I got the Chiefs number two on my list. teams who have a damn good shot at going on a run. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. What we're going to do is take a break. And when we come back on the other side, I'm going to tell you number one. I'm going to tell you the team that I feel is best positioned to win it all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Numero uno when we come back.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's Wednesday night into Thursday morning. I'm delivering you a new top six list. So many injuries changing things just in 1 week in the NFL. We can go back to injuries over a couple of weeks now. And as we hit the stretch run here, most teams haven't played 12 games. I wanted to give you an updated list of teams that I think are best positioned to win the Super Bowl. Let me give you a quick recap before I get to numero uno. At number six, I gave you the Cincinnati Bengals. They have won four consecutive games. They're looking for five against the Cleveland Browns. Jamar Chase is back and healthy. Joe Burrow, always spectacular. And they're turning it around. And Cincinnati's letting everybody know that, hey, last year was no fluke. At number five, I gave you the 49ers. I have no idea whether or not they're going to sit in this spot or whether they're going to move on. We know that Jimmy Garoppolo is gone, and they have a rookie at quarterback. They signed a veteran off the scrap heap and Josh Johnson. But the one thing that might keep the Niners alive is their defense. Can they control the game defensively and just hope that Purdy doesn't turn the ball over? At number four, I gave you the Dallas Cowboys. I think they're a well-rounded team when it comes down to offense and defense. Just the pressure and the idea, the thought, the concept that they might choke is overwhelming. But I think they're starting to round things out, especially on the offensive side of the ball. This is a little bit different of a Cowboys team, spending more time on the run, but they're slowly starting to heat up on the pass. And number three, top six NFL teams down the stretch. I know they're missing Von Miller, but the Buffalo Bills are still one of the top teams in the league. Hopefully, Josh Allen doesn't feel that he has to take everything over completely. At number two, I gave you a team that every single year since Patrick Mahomes basically took over goes to the Super Bowl or the championship game. That's Kansas City. They have the experience. They've been through it. And Mahomes is the guy. They have the number one offense in the NFL. Let's see if their defense can get a stop. That's always been a question mark. And so as we talk about the top six teams, I just gave you five. That means we are down to this right here.
Number one.
To the shock of absolutely no one. It's the Philadelphia Eagles. I have the Eagles here at number one. I think they are the best team. I think they are well positioned right now to go to the Super Bowl. If I have to look at odds of every single one of the teams, they're 11-1. They only lost that sole game to the Vikes. Their offense is second behind Kansas City at number two. And their defense is better than Kansas City. They brought in all these reinforcements. Their defense only gives up about 18 points per game. They just embarrassed the Titans so bad. Like they fired their general manager. They got the Giants up next. Then they could beat up on the Bears. They got a matchup with the Cowboys. They can abuse the Saints. And then they finish up against the Giants. I remember Nick Sirianni getting the job. And he sounded overwhelmed. He sounded flummoxed. And they've had no issue. They went to the playoffs last year. Barely got in there, but they got some experience. They lost to Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. They got punched in the mouth. And this year, they're probably feeling something a little bit different. Jalen Hurts is probably the top candidate for MVP right there along with Patrick Mahomes. And what he's doing in the air, what he's doing on the ground is spectacular. And it's good to see him elevate from a guy who we didn't know was maybe a couple of years ago going to get a full shot in the NFL as a starting quarterback. He had to wait his turn. 2,900 yards passing, 20 touchdowns to only 3 interceptions, 600 yards rushing to go along with 9 touchdowns. He has an outside chance, Jalen Hurts does, to be the first quarterback in NFL history to pass for 4,000 yards and rush for another 1,000. If he does that, and the Eagles don't look like crap, and if he does it, they probably won't, man, that man is winning MVP without a shadow of a doubt. And Jalen Hurts, he doesn't just take all the credit. He knows it's a team effort all the way around. And he says if everybody just does their job, they will be just fine. Listen.
It's about everybody doing their job. Everybody, you know, I say it all the time, but everybody doing their job, every individual doing their job so the teams can succeed. And that's just kind of been our message this whole entire time with our offense and even as a team. Everybody has a role and a job to do.
Everybody has a role. Everybody has a job to do. The Eagles are looking good. They've looked good all year long. If they go against a team like the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, I mean, let's see what happens. You know, I've changed my mind over the past couple days. The Eagles are looking damn good. And as of this moment, this second, until we see a change or something go down in the NFL, I think they're best positioned to win the Super Bowl. Let me give you that top six one more time. At number six, I had Cincinnati. At number five, I had the 49ers. At number four, I gave you the Dallas Cowboys. At number three, I gave you Buffalo. At number two, I gave you Kansas City. At number one, I gave you the Eagles. I know there's some fans in, I don't know, Minnesota going, what the hell? I know there's some fans in Miami probably going, oh, man, whoa, what the hell? I got explanations for it all. I didn't forget anybody. I'm just trying to be realistic. You can disagree. That's perfectly fine. I have thoughts. I have reasons for everything that I just did. And now I open up the phone lines. It's very simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I just gave you a top six list. NFL teams that are best positioned to win the Super Bowl. Best teams down the stretch. What team do you think is best positioned? What team is streaking right now? What team is getting better? What team do you think is best positioned for success the rest of the season? I think it's the team at number one that has one loss. I think it's the Eagles.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
God bless, wish you well, and all the best, JR, because you really are my favorite sports DJ on the air.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I just gave you a new top six list. The top six NFL teams down the stretch. Who is best positioned to win it all? Who's streaking? Who's on a roll? Who do you legitimately feel is lining themselves up best to win it all? We've seen so many injuries and, you know, Von Miller being altered here with the Bills. Lamar Jackson, it seems like always something happens to him at the end of the season. Now he's week to week. 49ers are losing Jimmy G. It's a tough time. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's get to your phone calls right now. Ralph is calling from Miami. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Good evening, dear. Thank you for having me on your show tonight.
Sure. Go ahead.
So my situation, I do agree with your list, everything down the streets, but the mostly thing that I don't really want to put down is number one. I know the record says it really quick, but I really feel like the Eagles should at least take the spot of the Kansas City Chiefs and still put the Kansas City on top. Because even though they're having good record and stuff like that, but I could still see there where they might give us a bit of the Dallas Cowboy scenario where they go to the season and they lose in the first round. That's what I feel about Renikon to the list. But as far as the 49ers, I also feel like this should be the top, but losing Jimmy Garoppolo is also a setback for them. And Lamar Jackson not being in the team, I can still see they have a potential of making it to the Super Bowl, but not always. But yesterday I really wanted to call really quick, JR, but I feel like just like you said, I feel like even Deion Sanders leaving early still is like a problem to me because I feel like he's taking everything that he got with that program over there to the HBCU, and he's taking everything with him to the other college. So I don't think that's basically, to me, is a complete build-up. He's still taking all his legacy with him. So they have to start all over together again.
Well, thank you, Ralph, for calling from Miami. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Top six NFL teams down the stretch. Who's best positioned to win it all? JR, he's calling from Boston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Very well.
Yeah. So basically, yeah, that was a pretty decent call from the last guy. Yeah, the Eagles are 11-1, but, I mean, do you really think they're the best team in football and you think that they're the best team to win the Super Bowl? You think right now that that's your top pick? You think they're going to win the Super Bowl?
At this very moment, it's something that could definitely change. But I think how they're performing overall, yeah, definitely change over the next basically month. Kansas City obviously has more experience. If they were to take on Kansas City right now, I feel more confident in Patrick Mahomes in a big game, obviously. But here, on depending on where you live, December 8th, December 7th, the Eagles are, the best team in the league right now.
I live in New England. I've been watching the Patriots for the last 20 years. By far the best team. Facts, no doubt about it. Obviously, we're not as good anymore, but I've watched winning football my whole life. And I'm a big Dallas Cowboys fan as well because I grew up with Emmitt, Aikman, Irving. And I've obviously been let down many times by the Cowboys, but I can just tell that this is a different team. The energy is different. Like you said, we have superstars on every single position. And I just think that the Cowboys are going to smash the Eagles when we play them. They're going to make a big, big impact. And then I really do think that this is their year as far as the AFC goes.
Well, before you go to the AFC.
Okay. Yep.
Why do you feel that this is the Cowboys' year? This is something that we hear just about every season. And so, what makes this season different?
It's just the energy and the vibes. I can just feel it. Every time they say it's their year, I know that, you know, we're probably going to go 10-6, 11-5, and then we're probably going to lose in the playoffs. Happens every year. For some reason, this team just seems to be clicking. Like you said, and they're not just relying on Zeke. They're letting Pollard loose now. C.D. Lamb's my boy. He's doing his thing. Gallup's doing his thing. The tight end is solid. Everybody is just on point, and I just feel like we have the energy and we have the vibes going, and the Cowboys are going to get it done.
Okay.
That's with the NFC. Now let's jump over to the AFC.
Whoa, hold on. Whoa, JR, damn.
Go ahead.
No, slow down. How much coffee did you have?
I don't have any coffee, but I do have a big addiction of ADHD, and I talk very fast.
Are you taking anything for it?
No, bro. I'm really not, because I ain't trying to be on no drugs. I'm just doing
okay,
my thing.
Okay, well, let's slow. I had to put him on hold. Damn. Sheesh. I think I might need let's give him a melatonin. Goodness gracious. I have to take a breath. Damn. Let's try again. I want to let him speak, but I mean, whoa. I feel like I'm talking to that guy from the 80s, the dude from the FedEx commercial. The guy that talked a mile a minute. 855-212-4CBS. Hey, JR, are you okay?
All right, so can I get into the AFC now?
Are you okay? I asked you that. Okay?
I'm fantastic. I just came back from Miami.
Oh, my God. I think he was in Miami doing some other things. I mean, damn, I just came back. Where'd I come from? I just came back from D.C. I talk for a living. Slow down. Let's give him a minute. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to right here in Atlanta. Let's talk to Austin. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind, Austin?
The FedEx commercial? Well, you know they're saying who's more likely to win the NFL title right now.
Well, turn the radio down, Austin. Turn the radio down.
Exactly. Kansas City Chiefs. They're more built for it right now. They've got experience. And then coming out the NFC, well, you know, it could be three teams coming out the NFC East. That's I couldn't tell you about the NFC. Possibly the Eagles.
Okay.
But that whole NFC East is looking real nice. They should make the playoffs, three of them. Well, at least the Cowboys and
the Eagles.
Philly. But as far as winning the title, come on, man. Kansas City here.
Okay. Thank you, Austin, for calling from Atlanta. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Dwayne is also calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, JR. Thank you for having my call.
Thank you, man. Go ahead.
Longtime Dallas Cowboys fan, so of course I take issue with what you're saying. Only because if we look at how Philly has played throughout the year, they have feasted on the bottom feeders of the league. But they've barely beaten Detroit. They should have lost to Indy, who Dallas beat soundly. So I see some chinks in their armor. Their left tackle is not that great, and I think you're going to see that on Christmas Eve. I think the Cowboys, we're starting to fix our run deficiencies. We're great against the pass. If we force you to pass. Also, if we add Odell Beckham in the playoff scenario, I think there's a momentum shift that's going to be seismic.
So, you're in favor of the Dallas Cowboys adding Odell, regardless of the circumstance. Even if he's out there and he's able to give you something or be a distraction, you're in favor of them adding him.
Well, of course, you know, Jerry Jones is one of those people that believes, you know, there's no such thing as bad publicity. Odell's going to make money on and off the field in Dallas, and he's going to bring an energy and an enthusiasm, I think, that has been missing. We haven't had a player with that type of intensity since Dez Bryant. Yes, he has issues. Yes, it's risky. Can we do it without him? I think we can do it without him, but I think it's kind of like the icing on the cake.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dwayne, for calling from Atlanta. Yeah, it's tough year over year to look at the Dallas Cowboys, and I got them fourth here on my list. I just want to see him do it. That's it. Last season, we went into last season. I gave you a whole top six list of teams before the whole year. And I had the Dallas Cowboys just right there at the top. And we saw what happened. They went into the postseason and they were embarrassed. And sure, yeah, one year doesn't necessarily have to do with the next and the following, et cetera, et cetera. One day the Dallas Cowboys will win another Super Bowl. Is it going to be this year? I have no idea. I know Jerry Jones, if they win the Super Bowl, he's probably going to spontaneously combust at that very moment. But I just want to see it to believe it with the Cowboys. That's it. Sean is calling from Lincoln, Nebraska. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How are you doing today, JR?
I'm very well.
I'm telling you, I don't think Dallas is going to get past the second round. People are discounting San Francisco, and I think they're going to be solid. Defense wins championships. So if Brock Purdy can get the job done, because I think Jimmy Garoppolo needs to sit, and Trey Lance won't be back until next year. So
what are we looking at? Are we going to hear stories?
San Francisco is going to be pretty close to being up there with Kansas City in the Super Bowl.
Okay, so what are we looking at? Another Trent Dilfer or Brad Johnson situation? Is that what we're looking at with a rookie quarterback and Purdy? Is that what we're looking at?
Yeah, I would have to agree with that.
You have some high hopes because of the last two dudes I just named, those guys are vets. And we've heard the cliche, and it's not a cliche. We hear it all the time in every sport. Defense wins championships. Defense wins championships. It does. But you still have to be able to put up points to stay in the game and actually win. Like, that part is reality. And so if I got to look at the 49ers telling me about defense, you know, but Purdy does have to throw the ball. There is going to be a point in time where I guess the 49ers, they'll probably be playing from behind. And somebody's going to have to deliver and drive the ball down the field. And, yeah, I think the 49ers, because of their defense, they still have a shot to compete, to be competitive in the playoffs. But to look at Purdy and go, well, defense wins championships. Well, yeah, well, Purdy still has to throw the ball. He can't hand it off at every chance. He can't hand it off at every opportunity. And so if you don't want to tell me that that's a detriment, like anything can happen, obviously. The 49ers will be okay. But I think they've gone from being like, oh, we can definitely go to the NFC Championship game. I think they've gone from there to, yeah, things have to go all the way right for us to go. And that's a major difference. The 49ers, unfortunately, for this year, this season, they have to come down to earth. Shanahan was going to try to prove that he was a genius with Trey Lance. Trey Lance breaks his ankle. Jimmy Garoppolo takes over. We've seen Jimmy Garoppolo. When he's healthy, they win. He's not the best quarterback. He's not just delivering everything by himself. He's not the main driver. He's a steward for the offense, and he's a damn good one. But with him gone, yeah, the 49ers defense is number one in points. That offense is going to suffer. Shanahan is going to have to be ridiculously innovative to move things forward. Let's see what these 49ers do. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're looking at the top six NFL teams down the stretch. Who is best positioned to win it all? Who's in the best spot? Who's getting hot? Who's healthy? Who has experience? Who can do damage? I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Being gifty, my calendar can be a chaotic place. Three birthdays and my anniversary, all in the next month. That's why I use Celebrations Passport from the 1-800-Flowers family of brands. Celebrations Passport gives me free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. Giving is easy with Celebrations Passport. Learn more at 1-800-Flowers.com/listen. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/listen. Being gifty, my calendar can be a chaotic place. Three birthdays and my anniversary, all in the next month. That's why I use Celebrations Passport from the 1-800-Flowers family of brands. Celebrations Passport gives me free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. Giving is easy with Celebrations Passport. Learn more at 1-800-Flowers.com/listen. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/listen. The holiday season is in full swing. As you plan time with family and friends, there might be someone you can't be with, but who's close to your heart. Show them how much you're thinking of them with one-of-a-kind flowers and gifts from 1-800-Flowers.com. From blooms and bites to festive decor and party essentials, 1-800-Flowers.com has everything you need to express and connect for the holidays, birthdays, or every day. Shop 1-800-Flowers.com/listen today.